time of year out here. That time of year where you're just having people from all different places driving in this really congested clusterfuck that we call Southwest Florida. It was not built for this type of infrastructure, the traffic that we have and the people that come in, because that's the trade-off here is 82 degrees, no humidity, and it's perfect weather. I mean, versus, and it's February, right? So now you know wherever your neck of the woods is, if it's above Orlando, you're not having that pretty weather. You're dealing with 50s, 40s, whatever the fuck you're dealing with, right? And, yeah, so everyone's here. All these people that just fucking go away and want to come back and enjoy the weather. They don't want to stick around for the dog days of summer. You know, we got 3 good months here, and then that's it. Everyone goes back to their pretty little place. Hey, good for you. You got the luxury to do that by all means. But don't be shitting on the state of Florida about how terrible it is if you can't even handle it. People make fun of it. And, you know, I saw an article earlier that said Florida's the worst state to live in. Okay. Yeah, tell that to all these fucking crazies out here. And then they think, you know, New Jersey driver is going to try to think they can drive like a Michigan driver. That's the thing, is that you have such an eclectic group of drivers out here. It's not as if you can just take the subway and go from point A to point B or take the bus. These transportation systems are not built that way here. You're either going to drive or you're stuck. You better Uber. And in this area in particular, 5-mile drive, it's going to take you a half hour, 45 minutes easily. So now my congestion of traffic is going to be crazy going to and from work. But that's the way it is. And it's okay, because it'll last for a good month. It'll be here once Easter. Yeah, Easter. When that usually comes by, everyone's gone. And then we're back to the dog days of summer. Humidity kicks in, all that good shit. But we are here near the beach, and that's one thing that I love. And it's a great time to be in this area, and everyone else feels the same way. So, and I saw the news, and I've been avoiding it with the whole shooting and that went on over at the high school. I haven't paid any attention to it. I know it's happened. I've heard a couple of people talk about it. And it's the same cycle that we have. I was really disheartened with Vegas, and this is another episode. It just keeps going. And this is something that's become a common trend, unfortunately. It reminds me, the way we're dealing with this is similar to how 9/11 changed the viewpoints of domestic terrorism as far as having people come in from other countries and do things to us. You know, and obviously from that point, we've had bombings all the time around the country. And it's something that we just have to be aware of now in this type of world that we're living in. You have people that have these agendas and that are just trying to be martyrs for their cause or trying to get attention. Personally, I feel that when you have these kids, especially on a high school level, that are talking about and doing the things that they've done, there has to be a level of neglect, mental abuse that went on. You just can't think anybody that's normal and accepted and happy will do the things that these kids do on a large scale to create harm and to take people down. I think that's something that we all know. It's something deeper in there. And I think that automatically the talks becomes about gun. And it'll be in the news cycles for a few days, and it goes away. And the one thing I say is very simple, is things don't change simply because the powers that be are happy with the status quo. That's all it is. And follow the money. That's the way the trend is in our society. We're not about doing the right thing. It's about everything comes down to a business decision. And when you make a business decision, sometimes it's not ethical. And that's just the way it goes. And that's the reality that we have to accept in our society. That the modern day now, my daughter can go to school and there could be a shootout at the elementary school. I'm aware of that. And I think for many of us that lived in urban environments, people that lived in environments where you know there was a possibility of life or death, you are used to it quite a bit. And I will go back to my days living in, you know, lower poverty area. You knew if you hung out at certain spots, you were prone to get shot. Something bad was about to happen. Or if you hung out with that guy, you know, there's guys that used to be around the neighborhood, and you know they just got into trouble or they attracted the really heavy thugs, right? And they're kind of like, hey, Mano, Pito, right? They just yelling for you to come on down and chill. And you're like, oh, shit, man, I don't want to hang out with them. Fuck. Because, you know, something may go down. You know that they do certain shit that it's going to cause the possibility of being shot at, being hurt. Something's going to happen. And that's the life that people in the poor section. It's one thing that we all have dysfunctional homes, right, that we grow up in. Dad is not there, or alcoholism, drug use, whatever the fuck it is, right? Then you have to step out in the jungle. and you have to deal with who are you going to hang out with can be a life or death decision. And this is shit that's going on at 9, 10 years old, right? You're having to hone these senses. So I think that's the way I look at it now when I go to an airport, when I go somewhere. I'm always looking at, okay, where's the exit? What's the escape plan? And I think many people, unfortunately, don't think that way. But people in urban environments and people that grew up poor and in that shit, they understand it. It's like, okay, we just have to carry this out now everywhere. Now when I go to a football game, now when I go out and just whatever other event you're involved in, that it's a lot of people, it's a concert. Gosh, airport, anywhere. It can go down anywhere. And that's how you felt. I know that's how I felt growing up. I mean, it can go down in the bus stop. You could be playing basketball. Motherfuckers, you just kind of go ahead high as fuck, walk up on you. All right? There's so many stories I have. And you just walk in that fine line in the hood between life and death, man. There is just no regard for life. And I think that's now it's gotten to a level where mainstream society, the working class, is affected now. Now, the people in different economic environments are getting affected by these tragic events. From my understanding, I want to say Parkland, Florida, is one of the nicest places to live in Florida. It was ranked very high. That's like something happening where I live here in the Naples area. And you know, it's just something that you don't fathom of happening because of the quality of life this area exudes. So you don't think something like that is going to happen at a soccer event, at wherever grand scale event is going on, a great marathon, whatever it is. We don't think of those things happening in certain areas. Now, if you were to think of a really urban area, really ghetto, and it's funny because you notice that a lot of these things that happen, they don't happen in the hood. They're not taking a bunch of people out, you know, that are in bad areas. They're just going to these places to make a statement. These kids or these people want attention, or they're just really depressed. So I think about it because both sides have a point, the pro-guns, the anti-guns, as far as how to go about doing it, right? And what – because it's not fair. On one side, you understand that these weapons that these people are using are obviously of high caliber. But then how do you penalize the person that is a responsible gun user, wants to have the right? How do you balance that? The way I think about it, it's mostly through, in my opinion, I think the way it should be done is mental health. We got to focus on mental health. And the only analogy I can give that I believe makes sense, it's not going to eradicate the problem altogether, but it will create some fear if people want to talk a certain way. And I go back to the example of the airplane in an airport. And if someone is in a plane, if I'm flying from here to LAX and someone on that plane is yelling bomb or acting a certain way, where something's about to go down, then we have to be overly sensitive about it. If someone is looking like they're trying to create trouble or they're saying certain things, then we have to be overly sensitive about that. Because I think if we look at I would like to know the trend of behavior and these people that create this mass craziness, right? They want to be known and recognized and want to. It's sad because the media and the news promote these events and they put their name out there, and that just perpetuates the next person to say, okay, well, You know, I want to go bigger and better. I want to go ahead and go out with a bang. The people that are really depressed and twisted, I believe, think that way anyway. But how do you go about doing it? Well, I think that if you create the society, just like the society has shifted in the way we live and the way we go about doing things, I think if you looked at it as, let's make it over extreme, let's overreact to somebody that is maybe yelling, talking that shit on Facebook. Hey, this guy's showing guns, killing animals. Hey, this guy's got to get checked out. You're the equivalent of a terrorist that's coming from Pakistan. That we have to treat people that way, in my opinion, if people are in social media, because those signs are there. It seems from the few times I've read things, these people, minus the Las Vegas killer, he was very stealth and quiet about everything. But if you know somebody is buying a lot of ammunition and they're doing some things that, okay, this is going to hurt a lot of people. You know, these red flags, I think we have to try to educate the public, the people that are selling these guns. If someone's just buying a bunch of ammunition, a regular guy that is not involved with law enforcement or anything, you know, something crazy where I'm saying to myself, why is this guy buying a shitload of ammo? I understand it's a business, but then where does the ethic kick in? So I'm okay with selling it, but then something should pop off in your head saying, okay, this is not normal. Typically, people don't do that. And you may know, and I guess I don't know much about that world as far as when it comes to buying it, if people are heavy volume kind of people when they purchase bullets and shit like that, right, or weapons, whatever it is, right? I know people that do buy weapons and are very responsible, but when you're, I would imagine anyway, when you're trying to kill a bunch of people, you would have to load up a little bit. You would have to have a little more extra than the average person would. I don't know. That's just a general basic thought. But I would think, going back to my point, is that I believe that if we created an oversensitivity like we have in the airports, right, when someone is looking the part, and it's sad to say that, but many of us do judge by the exterior, by things that are being said or behaviors that are being exuded. If we went ahead and were more sensitive to that, again, I don't think we'll be able to eradicate it. This is part of our new society, our new world of living. But I think we'll be able to stop more than more than the ones that are currently going on. Who knows how many we could have stopped if anybody saw the red flags. And that's been one of the talks. You know, everyone wants to blame the game. And I think what we got to do is just look for a solution, because status quo is not working. But again, when the people that are benefiting from the way things are not allowing this change to happen. So what do you do? I don't think anybody has the answers, but I think the people in power, people that can make a difference, do have to step up for the little people. And that's until that happens, we as regular common folks, we just have to embrace for impact. We have to just get used to this is how it's going to be, and be ready for things to go off anytime, anywhere.